As tensions between the U.S. and China continue to intensify over coronavirus blame and China's crackdown in Hong Kong, with some leaders on both sides even warning of a new Cold War, there's another issue simmering in the background, and that is Huawei, the Chinese telecom giant that hopes to spread 5G technology around the globe. Earlier this month, the U.S. raised the stakes in this years-long conflict by making it much harder for foreign companies to sell Huawei the silicon chips it needs. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock-Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I guess we should start off, because this is one of these stories that we cover from time to time when there's news, but just to remind people, what is Huawei and why is the U.S. so worried about this company?
Right. So even though a lot of people in the U.S. don't think or talk about this company a lot, Huawei is massive. It doesn't just make smartphones, but it does make smartphones. And by the way, more smartphones than Apple. It is also the largest telecom equipment manufacturer in the world. And a big part of that business right now is the kits that help deploy 5G networks. Now, the thing to remember about 5G, or fifth generation of cell networks, is that it's higher speeds, but also way more nodes or antennas, with information being transferred over shorter distances. And this is a really new telecommunications technology, and Huawei is one of the biggest players in the game right now, along with Swedish company Ericsson and Finnish company Nokia. In fact, Huawei is so far ahead on this technology that the U.S. and some of our allies are worried that this tech can be used to spy on us by China and let China do other nefarious stuff. But there hasn't been a ton of clarity about what to do about all of that, because they're the biggest player in the game and they seem to be the furthest along on making this new technology.
Well, and the U.S. strategy has been a big pressure campaign on European allies to try to get them, especially the United Kingdom, to stop buying Huawei's 5G technology, although that effort has largely failed. Now the U.S. is trying Plan B and going after Huawei's supply chain.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of these countries have direct relationships with Chinese companies in building this technology, so it's kind of hard for the U.S. to pressure even our allies to pass over Huawei as an option. The UK promised, for instance, that it would limit Huawei to controlling only 35% of traffic moving over new 5G networks and also some other security measures. But overall, this still kind of ends with Huawei dominating the global 5G game. And of course, to dominate the game, they rely on other tiny little computer components made by other companies, and U.S. tech firms are part of making those components. It's a little roundabout, but that's globalization for you, right? Earlier this month, the Trump administration pushed the Commerce Department to make it a lot harder for Huawei to build its new technology with the help of U.S. tech companies by saying that you basically need a license to sell to a company that sells its stuff to Huawei, which is all a roundabout way of saying, Jeremy, that in a globalized economy, global supply chains are present and the U.S. can disrupt things by dictating more and more which U.S. companies can do business with who.
Well, and they have disrupted that chain. Huawei's chairman has said that because of this move, Huawei is now in survival mode, which does make you wonder why the U.S. didn't try this tactic earlier.
Yeah, I guess it does. I mean, this has been a really long staring contest between the U.S. and China, and the stakes are high. But I think a lot of the stakeholders would like the stakes not to be higher. And that's part of why maybe this hasn't been done before. Doing what the Trump administration has done here takes things to another level. And that means we're now expecting retaliation, right? Which might happen because in part we are now messing with a massive Chinese company's ability to do business around the world.
So what would Chinese retaliation look like?
Well, there are a lot of U.S. tech companies that do business in China, right? And that business is very important to those U.S. tech firms. There have been reports that the government might put a bunch of these companies, including Apple, Cisco Systems, Qualcomm, on a list as, quote, unreliable entities, which could lead to investigations, more restrictions of those companies doing business, regulations. Qualcomm, in particular, this U.S. tech company has already been impacted by this kind of thing in China. The country might suspend buying Boeing airplanes. The list goes on. Again, in a globalized world, starting a trade war between a superpower and a rising superpower is pretty immediate casualties in trade and business.
So, Ben, just going back to where we started with this, where does all this leave the future of 5G?
Maybe in the further future, Jeremy. I mean, it's a good question, right? Without a doubt, if this impacts the ability of Huawei to roll out its products, it's going to impact the building and rolling out of 5G networks. But the last thing to remember, I think, is that we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and according to some economists, at the beginning of a massive economic disruption that could last for years. And at the end of the day, the future of 5G might hang in the balance, not because of this kind of trade battle, although that contributes to larger issues between the U.S. and China, but something much bigger, which is this disruption to the global economy. And both U.S. and Chinese tech companies might suffer from that, no matter who is allowed to buy chips from who.
That is Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.